Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? How you doing? What's happening?
Always a pleasure. It's March 28th. We're almost into April. It's happening.
It's all happening. What's happening at Betches before we get into this? Because listen, people, we love doing the Sunday special. This is the perfect episode to share. We're doing them so you will share them. Make them your Instagram story. Make them your Instagram story. That is considered payment by us. We love doing these shows, but we want these ones to get shared more than, you know, not more than the Wednesday one, but we feel they're more shareable, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Please share them. I think they're short enough that someone can have a little taste of the podcast, see if it's for them. I assume they'll love it because why wouldn't they? But yeah, give it a share.
Yeah, a little appetizer, a little teaser.
What do you have coming up?
I got shows, people. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina this week. I am coming to Long Island, the Brokerage Comedy Club in Long Island. So jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. Also, my stand-up special is up on YouTube. Socially distanced, of course. It's all about the social anxieties of 2020. Would love for you to go watch it. It's Sunday. If you're listening on a Sunday, it's the perfect Sunday night activity. 35 minutes. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll enjoy. Jordana, what do you got?
Very entertained. I loved it. And if you guys are moms or know anyone who's a new mom, mom curious, check out our Betches Moms podcast. It is launching April 5th. It's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. You can subscribe right now. And it's hosted by Aileen, who has been a guest on this podcast, is Betches co-founder, and Brittany Levine. It's going to be great. You guys are going to love it. So check it out.
That's a good combo because Brittany has a kid, right?
Yes, Brittany has. She has a son, and she's pregnant.
Pregnant, and Aileen is pregnant currently.
Yes,
love it. So what
it's
a good mix.
Journey.
You can get all steps of that early mom journey. I love that.
Exactly. Maybe I'll go on as a guest to talk about my plants.
Oh, there we go. So, I would love to see how many eye rolls you could rack up during that taping.
It could be like a April Fool's Day episode.
You should do that. April Fool's. That would be a fun Betches prank video.
Right. I'm guest hosting the podcast and I'm talking about my struggles with watering my new plant.
Yeah, that's my fern. Yeah, my fern is just like your 2-year-old. I get it.
Exactly. I don't know if the audience would like that, but I would.
No, moms don't take themselves too seriously at all. So let's do the email. Ready?
Let's do it. All right. So the topic of this email is, can you keep hooking up with someone if you think they're starting to take the relationship more seriously than you? And I know we usually get this, I feel like the way that this question is usually framed is with the, maybe from the guy's angle. And this one's framed from a woman, so I'm excited to get into it. What do you think?
I love the topic. I think it like is, it's what this podcast is kind of all about, where it's like, we're going to give you advice that might be uncomfortable to do on your own. Like it's easy for us to look at these things and know the answer, but like, this is one of those situations where you're like, I like them. I'm hanging out. I know, because what happens to a guy's a lot of times is they'll go, hey, I'm not looking to get in a relationship. And then the woman will go, I'm not. Who said anything about a relationship? And the guy has to go, you didn't say anything about it, but I'm pretty sure you want one more than I do right now. I'm just taking a guess. And it's like, you know, he's guessing right 100% of the time.
Well, it's funny because I feel like I used to use that when like not when I've been on a few dates with someone I wasn't interested in like seeing them again, where I'd be like, and then I stopped using it because when I would say like I'm not really like, I'm not really looking for a relationship, or I'm not really looking to get like serious or something. It was like kind of a lie. And the guy would always be like, me neither. Like, so then I had to pivot to like romantic connection, which I think is a little more honest and a little more clear.
Yeah, this isn't. Yeah, I think we've helped people with this podcast by saying this isn't the match for me. It feels like a better, you know, marketing campaign. You know, then hey, I'm not ready is just bullshit. And then I'm looking for not something serious. The guy, that is such a funny thing when a woman says I'm not looking for anything serious. The guy's like, oh, you read my mind. Let's just keep doing this.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Right. But I mean, like, it's like when guys say it, it's kind of like, I'm not looking for, what it really means is I'm not looking for a relationship with you.
Yes, it is. Or it's, I'm cool with having you on the shelf to use whenever I'd like.
Right. I feel like it means more, usually means more like that to men, but obviously not always the case, because we'll get into this email.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, J&J. Big fan of the podcast. Religiously listen to Wednesday and Sunday episodes. Thank you for all you do. Your advice has helped me so much, which I'll get into later in the email. So I guess this is a dual purpose email. Asking for help while also being a success story for taking your advice. To provide some context, I moved across the country last year for a new job back in the area where I grew up and decided to move back in with my parents instead of finding an apartment in the midst of the pandemic. Overall, it's been great. I'm saving tons of money and, like Jared, get food and laundry taken care of. LOL.
Not anymore. The dream has ended. I'm back in New York, living like an adult.
Wow. Hey. It's growing up so fast. However, my dating life has understandably taken a hit. So when over the holidays, I was presented with a very attractive and carefree surfer while on vacation at my family's beach house with some friends, I of course swiftly took some action to get some action. Winky face. In my mind, he was a quick fix for one aspect of my dating life that had been lacking, but I did not think he would be a viable match for me long term. I'm reading that as jobless.
I mean,
trying to read between the lines here.
There's a lot of class things that are getting rolled over in this whole thing where she's like, I had to come home to my town and then I'm working remotely, saving money like the rich get richer. And then she's like, and so I went to the beach house for the weekend and I met some surf boy. It's like,
yeah, it reminds me of like
potential.
The Notebook.
Yeah.
He's not for you, Allie. He's not for you.
Oh, some stud at the surf shack approached me. Yeah,
it's like you're the rom, like the Nicholas Sparks rom-com of your, you know. And then I fell in love with the poor guy.
Very Nicky Sparks, totally. Yeah.
Long story short, we ended up spending every weekend together for 3 weeks because I stayed and worked remotely from the beach house after all my friends had left. It was fun. He taught me how to surf and I taught him how to be a productive working individual.
Oh my God. I mean, this is, I can hear the music like do 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 do.
Exactly.
Do 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 do. Who can fall so da 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 da.
I mean,
like you can hear the soundtrack.
She's like, can you believe me? She's like, can you believe it? He's receiving a stimulus check.
I could see her taking him out to like Men's Warehouse for a suit. He's like, he's wearing the board shorts under the suit. Like he's like,
Pretty Woman reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
When I finally left, I assumed that that was the semi last I'd hear from him. Maybe I'd hit him up when I visited again, but nothing more than another glorified booty call. Well, here's where I'm struggling now, because since I left over a month ago, we Snapchat almost every day. He claims he prefers to Snapchat to text, which I've learned from listening to the pod often means he's not serious. We have calls/FaceTimes about twice a week. He mentions that he told his parents about me and they want to meet me. He sent me a video on Valentine's Day of him performing a song he wrote asking me to be his Valentine, video attached for evidence. And she often says he misses me but doesn't feel like I miss him. I'm going back to work remotely from the beach house again in about a week, and I'm just not sure what I'm supposed to do. I want him to hit him up for the glorified booty call arrangement, but now I'm worried he's developed actual feelings. Do I have to bring up that I don't think this is going anywhere serious, or can I just continue without any expectations or plans of progressing the relationship? Am I an asshole if I just use him physically while I'm there, but don't reciprocate things like saying I miss you when I'm gone? What if he actually wants to introduce me to his parents? I'm conflicted because if the situation were reversed, I feel like a guy wouldn't even consider these things. And I've been pretty proud of myself for taking all your advice throughout this entire situation. No emotional masturbating. I remind myself that our lives wouldn't realistically work together, so I don't even let myself fantasize about it, even if he is a sexy singing surfer. Trust his actions, not his words. He says I miss you, but still uses Snapchat as a primary mode of communication. Own my standards. I am not emotionally attracted to someone who only communicates via Snapchat. Beware of birthdays, Valentine's Day, etc. I wasn't expecting anything, let alone a personalized song. Please advise. Let's catch waves, not feelings. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place.
yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Ella Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Ella Moves. From beginner to advanced, Ella Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Ella Moves. Go to ellamoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's ellamoves.com, code UUP. ellamoves.com, code UUP.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
This is a very interesting email. Do we have the video? We just want to see what's going on here.
Wow.
We have to describe to the listeners what is going on here. So this is the video of him playing the Valentine's Day song that he wrote for the Anne Hathaway that came to her hometown. Nobody has ever looked more surfer than him, Jordana.
Yeah, I feel like I'm watching Outer Banks.
His name is Billabong because yeah, there
this
is
looks like if you were to Google like surfer dude, it would be like him.
And listen, ladies, he's hot.
He's definitely very cute.
He's hot. So I have to.
Jared's like not cute.
No, not
he's
cute.
Hot.
This guy's a stud. I mean, he's got the blonde hair. I mean, this is Zach Morris 2021.
Yeah, he looks. He's got a very cute little like. Smile.
He's also shirtless in this video. Okay.
Is he wearing like cutoffs?
Cutoff jean shorts. It is. No. They're actually board shorts now that I'm looking at him.
Oh, okay.
Because the waist is different and has a tie waist.
Oh, he's in his bathing suit. Okay.
I can't see because his penis is too big to see over, but I no. So let's.
We're really amping this guy up. This girl doesn't want him. I feel like the listeners at home might have to find him.
I can't think of one listener that wouldn't want to be with this guy. I mean, this guy's writing music. He's on the beach. We're fucking sitting in an apartment in New York. I want this guy. Okay,
I want to come visit.
So let's play it.
Here comes a story of a Valentine. The girl in this story is so fine.
It's a little John Mayer-ish. He's got that throaty thing going on.
Will you be my Valentine?
Does it say her name in it? I feel like he might have sent this to a few people.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair. Okay.
Okay, it's hot. I get it.
It's a little Jack Johnson-y.
It goes with the vibe, I think.
It goes with, yeah, it, everything makes sense. I mean, he didn't really write her a song. I sing at the end of my cameos that I send to people, and it's very, you know, it's a little, I'll give myself a little credit. It's similar. I mean, I'm putting words together in the same way he is. He just strum, will you be my Valentine? Yeah. Is not really.
Yeah, it's not like he wrote a song about you and your experiences together.
Will you be my Valentine? See, I just did.
Hopefully
the song.
He didn't copyright the song, Jared.
So,
you know,
okay.
I'm a royalty.
Yeah, I owe him something. So what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think this is a good, I would love to ask you, like, is it possible that this guy is just like, is he truly that into her, or is he just like saying shit, is my question. Cause that was my first instinct of like, and it seems like she's towards the end where she's like sort of questioning it too.
This is a really tough email because there's so many layers and I don't want to make any assumptions on her, but she's the one emailing in. I mean, everything she took away from him, it feels like she's seeing, like, because she listens to this podcast a lot, she's being very aware. And there's sometimes where it's like, you're so aware that you're doing it to guard yourself. So I was wondering, is she noticing all these things so that she doesn't get ahead of herself?
Right. Is she, is he the one who's too into her, or is it kind of the opposite?
Or is she the one worried about getting too into him because she doesn't want to fall into all the traps that she's heard us talk about in the past? So like when she says we Snapchat almost every day, he claims to prefer Snapchat. I'm like, okay, this guy is anybody that only does Snapchat. That's someone that's not really trustworthy. Like, I just think they want to be casual.
Right. Or also like might be snapping a bunch of other people every day.
Totally.
Also.
And he doesn't want you holding the receipts of what he's said in the past. And he knows he says a lot. He is a, you know, a singer, songwriter, surfer boy who gets emotional. So he's probably had cases in the past where someone sends him a screenshot being like, but you said you should meet my parents. And when you're on Snapchat, you can see when those messages are being saved. I know there's other programs that can save them, but I'm just saying it is a way of saying, okay, I know if I can trust this person to not hold my own words against me.
Right.
Because yeah, they go away. So that he calls and FaceTimes about twice a week. I would say right now everyone has a lot more free time. Like, I understand. Like, sometimes the other thing I kept thinking is like, some people just don't know how to be casual. Like, they just get someone that right. They're doing serious things with over the phone, but they're actually just very casual with because they're not being asked to do more than be on the phone.
Right. And they just live a very casual life. Like, I don't think to me, the way she's presenting this and the way I'm interpreting it is this guy isn't thinking like, I need to make this person my girlfriend. I think this is just how he acts with people that he's like seeing. And I think some guys are more like that than others, where some guys are just like, they're just doing whatever they feel like doing. They're not really thinking about it. They're not like thinking. I don't think he's like thinking about like, what do these FaceTimes mean? Or like, if I say I want her to meet her parents, like, what is that going to mean to her? I think he's just like saying shit to say shit and not thinking about it at all.
And also they feel good to say, you know, like, oh, it feels good to talk to her on FaceTime. Like, it's a, I agree totally with what you just said, but it's also instant gratification. I think a lot of guys work in the world of instant gratification where there's no thought of like, well, this FaceTime feels good now, but I don't care if later I have to end it with her and then explain myself for doing the FaceTimes.
Right. I don't think so. It's like, so to bring it back to her question, like when she has this, it seems like she's like, is it wrong? Am I going to be like hurting him? I'm not, I mean, and maybe we're reading this wrong, but from what I am feeling, like, he's not going to be, if you were like him tomorrow, like, just so you know, I'm not really looking to like really date seriously. I think he would still be chill with whatever thing you had going on.
Well, I would also, to kind of take her side on this a little bit, it doesn't fucking matter what he feels. Like, it really doesn't. Mm-hmm. Like, this, you sent this email for you, his feelings, you know, obviously you don't want to hurt him, but that's not, you're not doing anything right now to hurt someone. You're doing everything you're doing right now to have a good time. You are a good person and you're doing things with the right mindset. And now, so I think like she needs to explain what she needs out of this relationship. And I think every casual relationship needs to define what casual means for them and what is too far, what is not enough, and let go of the people that do both, that don't live within those parameters. And they're at the point now where, and if I'm, because based on her email, it sounds like she's like, the I miss you's, I don't want to get in the I miss you thing. When I say it, maybe I say it too much and then I start believing I miss him. So maybe they have to have a conversation where she says, hey, I'm having a good time with you, but I am not looking to be in a serious thing. It also is too much when you do these things. I like it when you do these things. I am looking for these things. And he either is in or he's out.
Right. And I think that it's good that you said that she should actually like address it, because I think that like when she's like, I feel like a guy would have no problem like doing this the other way around. It's kind of like a guy, maybe that's true, but a guy should do exactly what you said the other way around also.
I think a guy will do this and it's taken as, oh, you're just trying to hook up. Like, I think when a guy does this, I agree, guys don't do this a lot. I agree with her. They won't think of these things ahead of time for the other person. But I think when they do these things, they get vilified for it a lot. Where it's like, hey, just like I said in the beginning, hey, I'm really enjoying this, but I just want to let you know I'm not ready for a relationship. Oh, you're not ready. You know, it's like, well, I'm just letting you know that like when we hang out, I enjoy hooking up, but I'm not looking for anything more than what we're doing right now. It becomes like, oh, okay. It gets
right. But that's when you're dealing with a person who's not really like particularly mature or self-aware. I think most people would maybe they would be hurt by that because it's not what they want. And sure. I see like what you're saying about the vilification, but like you said, it's not about, that's about the other person's feelings, which as long as you're being honest, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right.
I think like that's all you need to do in both cases. I think it's all you need to do is just state what you want, like straight up. And if the other person chooses to not listen to you, that's on them.
Well, that's what's coming next. This guy, if you say to him, hey, the thing I'll warn her against, don't do the, I thought we would just be a hookup. No. Mm-hmm. That now you're putting it on him to decide whether this is a hookup or not. Say, hey, I am looking for maybe to hang out next time I'm in town. But right now, when you send me I miss you texts, and when we do Snapchat stuff, it's really not what I'm comfortable with. And you can either respect that or not. If he doesn't listen to you, you kind of have to end this.
Right, because you're either on different pages or kind of like what you said originally, like maybe you're actually more into it than you thought and you're not on the same page regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a hard one because there's a lot of different things going on. Plus, you know, we've had our breath taken away by the beautiful song that this guy wrote. So this was a tough one. But right. do we solve dating again, Jordana?
I think we did. Perfect. So proud of us yet again.
We did it again. Yeah. And listen, if you guys want to solve dating yourself, the Red Flag Deal Breaker card game is at shopbetches.com. There we go. Go get the card game. What a great way to break the ice with the surfer boy in your life.
Exactly. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye.
Boom.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Madeline Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.